Japan Top 10. Welcome to Japan Top 10 episode 394 for September 2021. Hi, it's me, Kirby, and I'm with a new host.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
And this is your first show, right?
Yes, this is. I'm very excited.
Okay, I hope we'll have a great time together in your first show. But first, we have some announcements. Our 2021 annual listener survey is out. Give us 5 minutes of your time to let us know how we can improve, and we can give you a chance to win $100 gift card to a retailer of your choice. Visit our website at jtop10.jp for more details. September is your last month to enter and win.
Japan Top 10 is also hitting its 400th episode in October. Do you want to be a part of it? The deadline to participate is October 1st. Go check out our website for more details.
Let's start the countdown. At number 10, we have a new song from Eil or Eru. It's Hana no Yoni, or in English, Like a Flower.
Number 10.
Eil is a singer and songwriter based in Tokyo, Japan.
Before starting her career, Eil had gone by the name N, but changed it to Eil by 2018.
Eil is a fairly new and upcoming artist. Her first album, Spotlight, was released in November 2019.
The music video by itself was really interesting because there was this really nice contrast where it moved from black and white to intercolor, and that was a really nice like transition into the sort of height of the song as well, and I felt that that really added to the musical score.
It's a nice song. It lifts your spirit by saying that you are a unique person, and that's okay, and just be the best you can be. She sounds like young Utada Hikaru or something, or maybe it's just me.
I agree. Next up is Until You Know Love, Ai wo shiru made wa by Aimyon.
Number 9.
いざ手のなる方へと導いたのは誰でもない自分自身なのに自信がないよ笑っちゃうなもたついている空気が抜けたままの体走れど走れど続く人生という名の死ぬまでのエピソードは軽いままの体では吹き飛ばされてすぐに終わってしまうなああ誰にもないものを持っていたいのにな無理やりに抱きしめてた心を今ほどいて優しい心を持ちたいのだけれど時にはがむしゃらに怒って涙は真に受け止める愛は知るまでは死ねない私なのだ導かれた運命たどって今日も明日も生きてゆこう目の前に見えた星は幾千年の輝きを失いそう夢で終わる夢ならば見なくていいと自分に言い聞かせたああまだ咲ききれない花のような毎日だなむちゃくちゃに走り続け
Aimyon has won almost every award she's been nominated for, including Best Video of the Year 2020 by MTV VMAJ for her video Naked Heart, and Artist of the Year 2019 in Billboard Japan Music Awards.
Her most recent album, Heard That There's Good Pasta, was released on September 9th, 2020 and sold over 270,000 copies.
She even wrote the lyrics for the song Time Goes By from the third single of the boy group Johnny's West, released on February 4th, 2015.
Now this song I really like since I'm also an Aimyon fan.
Same.
And then this song is like a, I don't know, because the song is like you're saying that until the person or you really know love, you can't just like die away. So it's a nice like a romantic song.
Yeah, it was like a prelude to like love. It was very heart wrenching.
Yeah, and I think all of her songs are like happy and stuff.
Yeah,
the song is hopeful in a way. Still at number 8, we have Kirari by Fujikaze.
Number 8.
Arekuru kisetsu no naka o futari wa hitori kiri sarari ake yuku yuhi no naka o konya mo hiru sagari sarari dore hodo kuchi hate o oto saigo ni waraitai.
Fujikaze's first studio album, Help Ever Hurt Never, was released on May 20th, 2020. It hit number 2 on the Japan Oricon charts.
Kaze had released previously singles in 2019, including Nan Nanwa and Moe Wa.
Kaze has been releasing music from his YouTube channel since he was 12 years old, which has totaled over 30 million views.
Now, I really liked this song. It was one of those songs that, you know, again, gave off a really like bright, happy sort of feeling, at least for me.
It's like one of those party songs where you just bob your head and just enjoy the music. And yeah, I like the feeling of the song too.
Climbing up 2 spots to number 7 is Pale Blue by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 7.
いた これでさよならあなたのことが何よりも大切でした望み通りの終わりじゃなかったあなたはどうですか友達にすら戻れないから私空を見ていました最後暗いまた春めくような綺麗ださよならしましょうそれは水もやら疲れたエーデルワイズMe
Kenji Yonezu currently writes and composes all of his music, which has gained him a lot of fame in the Japanese music industry.
Kenji was originally under a Vocaloid Hatsune Miku software, but released his first independent album, Diorama, showing his own voice.
He's worked with major companies like Fortnite Battle Royale and the 2020 Summer Olympics.
Kenji has worked on many illustrations as well, illustrating all of Nico Nico Doga's early videos. He is a truly cross-medium artist. The melody is great, but the lyrics is kind of sad. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, in the first part, it's like he's longing for something, or maybe like a breakup or something. For me, it's how I get it.
This song was actually, it was fun to listen to, in the sense that, I mean, I'd listened to some of his earlier work as well, so it was a really nice song to listen to.
Yeah.
It does give off like the broken-hearted sort of, it's the sort of music you'd listen to if you had a broken heart. But I also feel like it, like the melody sort of compensates for the really sad lyrics.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Hailey, by sending her an email at hailey@jtop10.jp. That's H-A-Y-L-E-Y @jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. At number 6, going down 2 spots, it's Jasmine by Sumika.
Number 6.
Chapter
Sumika has been known to include performances in their concerts by non-musical guests, including filmmakers, potters, sculptors, and poets.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Their most recent collaboration was with the anime I Want to Eat Your Pancreas, has led them to voice characters as well as create the main theme. For me, this song is like their usual fun adventure type songs, because like the last time, like Shake Shake, their songs were like happy and joyful. So this one is like it's talking about like an adventure or maybe going with a person. So it's kind of fun. I'm not sure where it's going, but it's fun to listen to.
The band has worked in many anime series, from Pretty Boy Detective Club and My Hero Academia. Now, I've always loved Sumika's work because I did listen to the main theme from I Want to Eat Your Pancreas. They normally head for more like fun, poppy kind of songs. So it was one of the usual sort of, and I sit there and enjoy a song inside the house sort of music while I want to go out. At number 5, we have Official Hige Dandism with their new song, Apoptosis.
Number 5.
もしその時は悲しまないでダーリン、こんな話をそろそろしなくちゃならない。ほど素敵になったね。恐るるに至る将来にあんまりひどく 訪れるべき時が来た。もしその時は悲しまないでダーリン、もう朝になるね、やっと少しだけ眠れそうだよ。
Apoptosis is a form of programmed cell death.
Official Higedandism is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by the four members of the band.
This song is like a comforting song for someone who's dying or something like that. The lyrics are very romantic, but yeah, just looking at the bright side of the thing.
In relation to the song, the band sings about the world getting older and one day we will pass away. Until then, love those around you.
Yeah, we're having a very difficult time right now, but yeah.
It had a rather morbid theme, I must say. But the song is heartwarming, especially in times like these, so.
At number 4, moving up 3 spots, it's Namae wo Yobu yo, or I'll Call Your Name, from Super Beaver.
Number 4.
みたいなこと言うけど、巡り合うことはやっぱりすごいね。知らないことがほとんどの世界で、互いに名前を呼び合っているなんて。苛立ちやつ当たり後悔したり、同時に手を叩き笑い合ったり、それは平凡で取るに足らない日常でも、二度と同じ日にはたどれない。気がついたとき怖くなるくらいだ。愛さあふれる時を超える、バカみたいなことをもう一つね、今楽しいな。言わずもがなちゃんと守りたい、そりゃそうだ。出会いが忘れなんという愛さあふれる時を超える、バカみたいなことをもう一つね、今楽しいな。助けたい人にずっと助けられている、ありがとうなんてこっちのセリフなのに、何ができるかな、今何ができるかな。考えた途端に止めどなく思い浮かぶ顔、そうかこれが生きること。名前を呼ぶよ、名前
の意味を。
Since 2009, Super Weaver has released 9 albums. Their most recent, Kansei Zenya, released in June of 2018.
The band consists of 4 members: Kenta Uesugi, who's the who plays the bass and is the leader; Ryuta Shibuya on vocals; Ryota Yanagisawa on the guitar, and he's also the lead composer; and Hiraoke Fujiwara on the drums.
Last year, Super Beaver celebrated its 15th year anniversary, releasing their song on streaming services at the same time.
Now, this song was really like, this was one of those like uplifting sort of songs. I thought it was quite cute.
The one thing I like about Super Beaver is that their songs are musically interesting. So the progress of the melody and the parts of the song are very interesting and not boring. So it's one thing I really like about them. Also, the song is also, I like the lyrics too. It's like more of, as usual, their rock love song.
Next up at number 3, we have Yoasobi's new song, Love Letter.
Number 3.
はじめまして大好きな音楽へずっと考えてたことどうか聞いてほしくって伝えたいことがちょっと照れくさいけれどずっと思っていたことこんなお手紙に込めて届いてくれませんどんな時もあなたの言葉声を聞いているだけで力が湧いてくるんだ辛いくらい痛い日もあるけどねあなたに触れるだけで気づけばこの世界が色鮮やかになる花が咲くように笑って泣いてどんな時だって選んでいいんだいつでも自由に今日はどんなあなたに出会えるかなこの世界が終わるその日までなり続け
Yoasobi is a Japanese music duo composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikura.
The name Yoasobi means nightlife. Ayase, who is a producer of the group, said he named it as a wish that he could take on various playful challenges by comparing the appearance of acting as an individual to the appearance of daytime and the appearance of two people acting as Yoasobi as the appearance of the night.
I for one love all of Yoasobi's videos. They're always so cute and like animated so well.
For me, I really like this song. It's like the title says it all. It's a love letter. So it's a love letter to music. So I remember, you know, those times when you can go out, and when I put on my headphones and listen to music, and it makes my day feel better. So even though you're out somewhere or on the streets, or you know, it's like a boring situation, music always makes you feel better.
True.
Hey, want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
It's the perfect ode to all music lovers, honestly. Want to join our team? We've got open positions currently that need to be filled. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for the details.
Still at number 2, another song from Yoasobi. It's Sangen Shoku, or Three Primary Colors.
Number 2.
Kokore mo ichido de aetan da yo, bokura tsunagatte.
Their newest extended play, The Book, was released in January 2021 and hit number 2 on the Oricon and Billboard charts. In June 2021, the band paired up with Uniqlo to release shirts around the animations and songs created by YOASOBI. For me, the song is like a happy moment with your friends. That's what they're trying to describe, like hanging out until you exhausted all of your nightlife. So it's they really have like their nice topics and they're really fun to listen to.
The band's music videos have gained popularity for their stories and animation, gaining millions of views on YouTube.
The movie is from the famous director Mamoru Hosada, best known for The Girl Who Lived Through Time, and The Boy and the Beast.
Now, this was one music video that I really enjoyed. Again, as I said before, their art and animation is always... It makes the song so much more interesting to watch, especially if you're watching it... To listen to, sorry. Especially if you're watching it on YouTube and the animation adds so much to the song.
The band itself is made up of different Tokyo producers, songwriters, in a mix of music, art, and film.
Sitting at number one, we have Millennium Parade with their song You for the movie Belle.
Number one.
Theme for the new animated film Belle, released on July 16th in Japan.
I haven't seen Belle and the other movies yet, but I really wanted to, but I haven't seen it yet.
Tsuneda Daiki presides over the group, best known for his work in the rock band King New and the creative label Perimetron.
Yeah, I think that's why the title of the song is actually You. So it's the It's like according to the synopsis of the movie Belle, it's the yeah, it's the world that they go to. So the artist, I mean, singing here is the Belle from the movie. So she's the one singing. So she's like saying how she feels in the universe. So I think I like the concept. I hope I get to see the movie.
The song made me really happy because I'm a big fan of all of Mamoru Hosoda's work, especially The Boy and the Beast. And I'm very excited to watch Belle as well. I've been sitting on it and just to get a chance to like fully immerse myself into the film. The song is like the perfect theme for what the movie's going for when you talk about a cyberspace, especially in this time. Yeah, and the film You is the name of the app that they use. It's one of those really nice like coming of age sort of songs for the movie that it's in.
And that's it for our top 10 songs. We now move to our indie spotlight. For this episode, we have Cheops 1 featuring Eileen Mondragon, Future Obsessions.
Truth inside.
K-Ops One is a rock band formed in Daruvar, Germany in 2006 by Goran Vedris. Future Obsessions was written by Josipa Tomola and Goran Vedris and features vocals by Eileen Mondragon.
Goran Vedris started re-recording songs in 2020 to mark his 20-year music career, forming international collaborations with the help of Facebook. Goran has also started his own indie rock podcast, Goran's Picks.
Now, I like the vibe of this song. The melodies and guitar parts are great. The smooth female vocals add a nice flavor to the song, and it's like a nice rock vibe to it.
I have to agree, I really liked the guitar in this. It really stood out.
Yep.
And that's it for this episode. Next week, Edward and Dean are bringing you another indie artist episode. Check out who they'll feature a week from now.
And that's a wrap. So how did it go, Shana?
I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun listening to all these songs and, you know, understanding a lot of the music as well.
JTop 10 is always the source where I get the latest updates on what songs I might like to listen to. So I hope you do too. And I hope the listeners enjoy this episode as well. And that's it. This has been your host Kirby with
Shana.
And we hope to see you again next time. Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.